singing the same old song. I see a few more of you making your way to the front. I like that. I can see you. I don't have my contacts in, so you got to get close. You got to get close so I can see you. I can hear you, but it's a good thing. I love to see your smiles. Come on down front with us for a while if you can. Let me introduce this fine band you've been listening to. Over on the keys from Minneapolis, Minnesota, please say hello to Scotty Miller, everybody. Scotty Bones Miller. Back on the drums from Houston, Texas, Samantha Banks.
Samantha!
And from Houston, Texas, Houston is being represented. Blues Hall of Famer, Mr. Larry Fulcher, everybody. Larry! Yes, yes. Well, you all know who I am if you're just tuning in. You're just coming back from somewhere, porta potties, going to go get something to eat and just coming back. Who is this woman up on stage from Austin, Texas, Ruthie Foster is who I am. Can I get more of the guitar up here, please? Won't turn up on you that way. Yeah, thank you. Okay, yeah. I grew up with a lot of blues and a lot of soul and a lot of gospel, reggae, all of it was in our household. And one of my favorite things was the stereo. My mother had one of those console stereos. You know the ones. Take up half the living room, right? Big old sucker. I think she saved up S&H green stamps to get that thing. Remember green stamps? Green stamps was how you outfitted your house, your kitchen. You got your, they call them coffee makers now, but they used to call them percolators, right? Yes, yes. Well, this stereo, analog, you know, you turn it on and you go turn on your percolator and wait for, it's a race to which one's going to be ready first. So it took a while for the stereo to get warmed up, but when it did, it was a beautiful thing. My mother loved her some Sister Rosetta Tharpe, so we want to do that for you. She called this one Up Above My Head, There's Music in the Air. Above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, yeah. Oh, I hear music, yeah. Oh, I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere up in my room. What was that? You want a little more? Okay. Okay. I had a little station break there. Oh, man, you guys are taping this too? Oh, my gosh. The only thing my suitcase didn't make it here, so only thing I regret is you're not going to get a chance to see my boots. I bought these pretty boots, but that's all right. You just have to invite us back. And I'll make sure my boots are on my back when I get on the plane next time. Okay. Tomorrow. All right. We're going to keep the music rolling for you. You know, we got a lot of blues. We got a lot of different things. But I do love my songwriters. I love me some Lucinda Williams. So we're going to do some of her. And these are some songs that I have recorded. And this is something that I like to say Lucinda lent to me just for a little while. She calls this one Fruits of My Labor. Yeah. baby, baby, if it's all the same. Take the glory and it in your brother hand, sweet baby. That's all right. That felt good to me. What do you want, honey? You want to shake my hand? I'll shake. Well, now. Yeah, thank you, darling. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys giving us the love you're giving us for the music, the gift of music we're giving to you. It's very appreciated. This is what we do. We're on the road quite a bit. We don't see a lot of our families. So it's nice to see you guys appreciating the work that we put in to get here and the music that we make. So thank you. Supporting live music at this festival. All right, more music for you. Here's something from a new CD I called Promise of a Brand New Day. We do have copy. Well, we might have one copy. I don't know. We sold a lot last night. We were in Dallas, Texas, and a lot of them got away from us. But you might be able to fight over the few we have at the CD tent somewhere here. You know where that is, I guess. It's over there. All right, we're going to do something I wrote called It Might Not Be Right for the World, but It's All Right with This Girl. Hey, all right, here we go. Right now. can sing too.
You are right.
So I mentioned to you that I love me some Sam Cooke, and I love that sound of O.V. Wright and all of that, the soul music. So I wrote this song in tribute to that sound. This is a song I call My Kind of Lover. Yes, that's right, My Kind of Lover. Steps. Next time we do that, we gotta all just do something, right? Come on, little dance steps. Gonna switch to acoustic guitar here. We're gonna sit on my front porch for a little bit, do a little Mississippi John Hurt. Yeah, break it down some acoustic blues, acoustic folk blues. Mississippi John Hurt called this one Richland Women Blues, and that's what we call it too. I'm going to send this out to Miss Jessie Mae Hemphill, one of the few women played blues in her lifetime, and she was something else. Miss Jessie Mae, there's a That's a beautiful picture of her on the front of a DVD that a few friends of mine put together. And it's got her with a cigarette in one hand and a pistol in the other. And that's right, she's keeping it real, all right. The title of it is Dare You to Do It Again. That's what I love about it. So do look that up. Try to Google it. It's a wonderful DVD. A bunch of folks of us got together and paid tribute to Miss Jessie Mae because she had played the blues all over the world, singing the blues, and then got to a place where she needed to be taken care of, needed to be seen after. So we in the blues community got together and made sure that she always had money for medication and gas in her car and to get to where she needs to be. But she paved the way. One of the many people. And she used to talk about Mississippi John Hurt, because she say his people from they were from just up the road from her. And she lived in Senatobia, Mississippi. And she said that this song took her back to when she was hanging out with her man friend. And she never had a boyfriend. She had a man friend. Come on, ladies, come on. Hey. So, hey. That's right, get it right. You got to get it right. And she said, girl, he had a motorcycle. And I loved me that motorcycle girl. And when I was full and the moon was right, and when life was good, I get on the back of that motorcycle and I have to stand up on the back of that motorcycle and let the wind blow through my hair. So I know Miss Jessie Mae is somewhere getting ready to go out with her man friend. We're going to send tribute to her. Richly Women Blues, are we ready? Yeah. One, two, three. Amen, everybody. Samantha back there on spoons, believe it or not. Another song again. Just got to play some more mandolin. He plays so pretty. You don't mind that, do you? I want to hear it myself. I love to hear Scotty play. Scotty! We are so fortunate to have Scotty with us. Scotty has his own career, and then he's off doing his own thing. He has CDs of his own. Did you bring CDs? You got a few over there. He's a beautiful player, a beautiful songwriter, and he's good looking. And I'll stop there. Scotty, thank you for coming, just for this gig. Scotty flew down just to do this show with us, so we appreciate it. Thank you, darling. So we got it.
WWOZ 90.7 FM in New Orleans. We're broadcasting Ruthie Foster live from the Bogalusa Blues Festival.
Something I wrote, I call this one Small Town Blues. You don't know nothing about that, do you? I was raised in a small town. It's a little town in the central part of Texas, Cotton Country. A little town called Galls. Population 500. But this song's about trying to get out of that small town. Yeah. I made my way out of the small town and then I found myself trying to get back in. It's a funny thing that happens like that, right? Yeah. You can't take the country out of the girl, that's for sure. Woo! Well, you know I called my baby up. A quarter to three. Said you better come on. Rescue me, I've got to leave this town. And I've got to leave right now. Oh, cause I ain't gonna be held responsible for the things going on in my mind. Well, you know they said I need the rest, but I can't agree. good stretch. Oh, it's all good. You want to hear another one? I got a little time for that.
Yes, sir.
A little grinning. Ooh, yeah. Give the band a chance to cool off a little bit. Give us a chance to drop down into devotion. Time to be grateful. Yeah. Those are the sounds over here. Sunday mornings, the sisters were sitting at Amen Corner with their hats and their fans. They would start devotion by just humming and bring everybody in. Up and down, oh, so now your back is turned. You know they try and beat you down, oh, but balance in mind. Oh, a good friend is hard to find. Oh, don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Sit in my
friend, good friend is hard to find. Oh, don't you mind people grinning? Hey.
Miss Ruthie Foster.
Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Woo! Good Lord, that felt good. Yeah. Feel like we need to be passing a collection plate or something. We did that already. We all right. So, had a chance to be on stage with a wonderful singer-songwriter by the name of Roseanne Cash. Yeah. And I got the nerve up to do a song that her daddy sang. And actually June Carter Cash wrote the song. A song called Ring of Fire, you all know it. What you may not know is my particular version of Ring of Fire. So we'd love to do that for you. I took it somewhere else, and I hope that you appreciate it. I know she did. In fact, after the song, she told me that was the second best version she ever heard of it. Can we do that one for you? All right.
Like ice me, and I fell.
a little Johnny Cash for you, right? Scotty. Oh, I know you weren't expecting that from a dreadlock mama from Texas, were ya? A little something different, yeah. Might want to come, yeah, pull out your cell phone. You can't believe she broke out some Johnny Cash, girl. Johnny Cash. We're going to break out a little bit of some staple singles right now. This is a little something called The Ghetto Won't Do For Ya. Here we go. It may be at the close of your day, or from your front porch, you hear the sounds of a jukebox.
WWOZ yes. FM, New Orleans.
That's right. That's right. So we've got this invitation, and we took it to go on a blues cruise. We're doing a blues cruise next week. Yeah, it's the legendary rhythm and blues cruise. We're on there with Taj Mahal, and our good friend Larry's played with Taj for many, many years. And we're looking forward to seeing him again. And Carolyn Wonderland, a lot of great blues acts, about 20 bands on one big ship. For 7 days, and it's a good time. It's 24/7, nothing but blues, and we're looking forward to that. We add a little bit of everything to the mix, and we know that Los Lobos are going to be there, so we want to do one of their tunes here right now. They call this one This Time. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. guys have been absolutely beautiful. Give yourself some love. Thank you so much. Our time is running real thin, so we don't want to run out of time before I want to make sure we do this song here. This is a song I try to send out to those that are here with us in spirit. Yes, we want to remember and we want to celebrate. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Yeah. everybody. Scotty Miller.
All right, that wraps things up with Ruthie Foster. What an amazing set that was. Broadcasting live from the Bogalusa Blues Festival. We sure appreciate you joining us for our broadcast this evening. We are listening, you're listening to WWOZ 90.7 FM in New Orleans. And now back to the studio in New Orleans.